Welcome to the Sedated Man Podcast. We're here to help you break free from all that's holding you down and provide you with the tools to embrace the brotherhood of Christ. It's time to stand back up and be the man you were meant to be. Here's your host, Mike Baker.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 91. I'm inching ever so closer to 100. Welcome to episode 91 of The Sedated Man, when guns aren't the answer. Now, before you think that this is a big anti-gun tirade for Christianity, it's not, okay? So, but I wanted you to think about it. So before we get into it though, we are going to talk about guns. We are going to talk about self-defense, things like that, as they pertain to scripture, okay? So, but before we talk about that, let's talk about what I've done lately. Now, the last podcast I did, I suggested that we not run, make a run on the Capitol, and apparently some people did anyway. With everything that's going on, I personally have made the choice to remove myself from Facebook and Instagram. So if you are hearing this, which I knew would affect my listenership, I mean, I get it, and it was a tough decision to make. I prayed about it quite a bit. But with everything that's going on, I really felt the need to create space, I guess you could say. Not hide, but create space. Not time space, but space where I wouldn't be tracked quite so closely. When everything came down, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but when everything came down with Facebook and Google and Apple and those guys making the crunch on Parler and basically shutting off an avenue for 12 million people in Parler, I really had to reflect. Really had to. There was more going on there than just what it might. Obviously, you can't trust the mainstream media, but just know that it was not an easy decision, and I did. So I did nix it. So if you're listening to this, I want to thank you because you may have found me on Facebook and decided to subscribe to the podcast. But really, the podcast will still be available on YouTube. You can still go back and find the videos there. We'll still continue to do the podcast as long as we're allowed to on Anchor, which will go out to everything else. We'll still continue on. If you go to my Patreon page, you will find places we are linked, like Canund, which is a Canadian, really, I think, version of Facebook, but also considers them to be a free speech platform, like Parler, only it looks more like Facebook. I will not be on MeWe. To be perfectly honest, MeWe is a train wreck, and I really have a hard time getting around on it. I have no desire to be on there. So if you're on MeWe, I apologize. I won't be on MeWe. I will still be on my other normal. I had to look. I've got it pulled up on my computer. I will still be on my normal avenues, and you can still reach me directly, mike@thesedatedman.com. So if you guys ever have questions or things you would like me to go over, please just shoot it to me. Now, one thing I also want to say is, does it seem like we've taken a political shift? We have a little bit, yeah. I think it's unreasonable to think that Christians can just separate politics and media. And I think unless we really talk about it, that some really poor decisions can be made. So my goal here is to give you tools to help you remember what Scripture has to say about what's happening and to know that there's still hope. Is America under attack? Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you think as a Christian that America is not under attack, think again. America is absolutely under attack. And you, the conservative, a lot of people used to say, well, Mike, you're Republican. Well, I'm a conservative. Okay. I won't align myself with any party, but I am a conservative. And, you know, it would be unrealistic to say that they're not coming for me and my family. And so now the thinking of today will not work for the decisions of tomorrow. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So remember, this podcast is not about guns as much as it is about self-defense. I think there's a lot of ideas out there within God-fearing communities that protecting yourself or raising a hand to somebody else is a sin, or it's frowned upon by God. It's not. It's not. Okay? So Guns in and of themselves are not a scriptural solution, but they're not an unscriptural solution. Guns are a tool, and it is up to you, the individual, if you can decide that you're saved. And here's the challenge I will always put out to everybody. If you can't prove why you're saved, are you really saved? Side note, that one was a freebie. So, but guns in and of themselves, you are going to have to go to pages of scripture and decide whether you feel that they're condoned or not condoned. But really, they are neither scriptural nor unscriptural, any more than a sword, okay? So they're simply a tool. A computer is a tool. My phone is a tool, and it can be used for both evil and good purposes, okay? Tool, keep it in perspective. So self-defense, however, is scriptural. Now, let me say that again. Self-defense is scriptural. If you go to Exodus 22, yes, I still have my Bible. If you go to Exodus 22, in verse 2, it says, if the thief is caught while breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there will be no blood guiltiness on his account. Now, if you read further there, they're talking about the blood guiltiness of the thief. But I want you to notice that they mention no punishment for the man who slayed him or slew him, however you want to say that. But the point is that really there's no blood guiltiness on either party. Now, am I condoning killing every burglar that breaks into your house? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that from very early on, even all the way to Exodus, there was no blood guiltiness on either part. And the other interesting thing here in Exodus is they don't tell you obviously that to persecute the owner of the house. They just say there's no blood guiltiness on the guy who died, which means what? It means that he earned it. It means that there's no further action to be taken. One, because he's dead, and two, because death was punishment enough. Okay, so keep in mind that from a very early time, self-defense has been a given, not something that was debated. It was a given. If you go to Luke chapter 11, I've got it marked here. Luke chapter 11 in verse 21, it says, when a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied and distributes plunder. So what I want to focus on there is when a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. What does that mean? That means nobody's going to mess with his stuff or his family or anything else within that household. It also means that he has a right to protect that which is his. When the strong man protects his house, its contents or its people are undisturbed. What I want you to start thinking about is not, can I handle a gun? It's, can I protect my house? Do I have what it takes, no matter what, to protect my house? And what does that even mean? Does protecting my house only mean that I carry a gun? Does protecting my house mean that I only have a security system? Does it mean that I run out the other door when somebody breaks in? What does protecting my house mean? If you go to Psalm 144, in verse 1, and this is a Psalm of David, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. That one kind of speaks for itself. And in Psalm 18, in verse 14, he trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. So he gives God praises for his skills. His skill to protect. He praises God for God's willingness to give him the skill. Now, granted, did God come down and just tap him on the shoulder and ding, he had all those skills? No. David had to train for them, right? Trained hard, figured it out. He was in battles. He had fights. He knew, and still he gave the Lord the blessing of learning those skills. I want you to think about 1 Timothy 5:8. And I want you to go look it up. But to protect is to provide for your family. To protect is part of providing for your family. Now, there's usually a couple of, not falsities, I don't want to call them falsities. There's usually a few people that take issue with that, okay? People who read 1 Peter 3, where it says, I'm just looking at my notes over here. 1 Peter 3, where it says, do not repay evil for evil. And then there's Matthew 5:39, where it says, turn the other cheek. So how do those things factor in? Well, for one, 1 Peter 3:9 and Matthew 5:39 are dealing with repaying evil for evil, okay? And that would be another term for revenge. Revenge is not okay, okay? Or one-upping. All right. That is not self-defense. When somebody says something to you on social media and you feel the need to tune them up, which I have done, okay? I try to do it in love, but I am also very direct. So, well, not anymore. I'm not on Facebook anymore. So, the reason you say something has to be because it was so fundamentally wrong that you felt the need, or you can let it go. Okay, but that is not self-defense. Self-defense is when you literally have to protect what's you and yours. Protect. Do you know what your comments on Facebook and Instagram are doing? Drawing attention. That is the opposite of protecting. Now, am I suggesting that Scripture says we hide? I am not suggesting that. Am I suggesting that Scripture says we should sit in the shadows? No, what I'm saying is that don't repay evil for evil and turn the other cheek. Those things, they're there to remind you of humility, okay? Remember, I mean, Jesus said these things. Jesus is the same one who told his apostles to sell their cloaks and buy a sword. So do those scriptures contradict one another? No, they don't. Part of the reason I bring all this up is because I took, for instance, martial arts when I was younger, my boys were much younger. And we were in a financial position where I felt that was an irresponsible thing to do, and I was going to do it when they were grown. Now they're grown, and I am going to start taking a Krav Maga class, okay? I still got to contact the guy, but that's on my list for this week. So, looking back, I think I viewed that wrong. Now, if you get into a hobby that consumes all your time and takes time away from your family, you're wrong, okay? You are missing the boat, missing the point. That is not what this is about. But Mike, I love it so much. I don't care. Your hobby should never supersede your responsibilities as a father and husband. Now, if you're smart, if you work smart and you work hard, perhaps you can build a business that will allow you that time. And that's different because you're still trying to put your family first by freeing up that time. But this has to be about self-defense. I wish that I had remained in that class. But my perspective now as a 50-year-old is considerably different than it was as a 25-year-old. Now, the interesting thing here is I looked at the demographics on this podcast, and most of my listeners are between 23 and 27. So if you are between those ages, my next highest is 30 to 34. If you are between all those ages, listen to me now. If you are in a self-defense class and you love it, that's great. But if it's costing you time with your family because you desire to be there instead of at home, that's not a good thing. If you're taking it because you feel the need to protect your family, that is different. And I think you need to go to your wife, or if you're not married yet, now is a great time to do it, and discuss with her that, hon, I really think I need to do this for us, not just for me. And encourage her to come with you. Mike, I can't afford it. You can't afford it, or you won't afford it. You won't afford it, or you're thinking too much inside the box to make it happen. I am a Christian, and I know that what that means for me is that I am not a mere mortal, which means that you need to get in your scripture and figure out why. I'm not going to sit here and tell you everything. I mean, if you go back a few, quite a few podcasts, actually, you'll see that. Christians, we are, if you're truly a Christian, you have the indwelling presence of the Spirit. We have more access to power than anybody around us who is not Christian. Think outside the box. Let me continue on. So there is a time to stand, and there is a time to stand down. Revenge is not self-defense. Mouthing off to somebody who can't keep their mouth shut, not self-defense. That's a lack of self-control on your part. Fighting the fight. I mean, I see where people want to go with this. Hard times are coming. Can you protect your family? So let's talk for a minute about what you're doing for self-defense that is not gun-related. See, the whole point of this podcast was, you know, when guns aren't enough, basically. What happens when you find yourself at some point with your gun stripped from you, taken, physically taken from you, legislatively stripped from you? Will you hide them? You could. Am I saying that's a bad thing? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying either way. I'm saying it's up to you. You've got to make that decision. But you've got to make that decision based on who you are as a Christian, not just who you are as an American. Now, I understand that our citizenship is in heaven. I get that. I've said this before. But in order for me to exercise my rights as an American, I have to identify as an American also. And I identify as a Christian American male. I don't care what you think I identify as. That is where I'm at scripturally. Will I hide my guns? I don't know. And I'm certainly not going to put it out here. Okay? That's part of self-defense. I'm simply asking you to think. So there's a couple of things, though, I want you to think about, all right, as far as self-defense goes. Now, I've given you scripture just to show that self-defense is absolutely biblical. It's absolutely scriptural. And so here are the things I want you to think about, because it's the Christians who they will be coming after through legislation and police action, okay? I'm not saying tomorrow's the end of the world. I'm not saying they'll get it done next week, next month, or by the end of the year, or by the end of 4 years when this knucklehead that they've got, that they decided would be president, gets put in there, all right? I don't know. What I do know is that yesterday's thinking of we've got time will not solve today's question of, or fact of, we do not. And I'm not suggesting you become extreme. I simply want you to think. Christian first, American second, Christian American altogether. So, on your house, these are just suggestions for self-defense, okay? On your house, independent camera loops. Do you have those? Now, what do I mean by independent camera loops? I'm talking about cameras that do not report to a cloud, okay? Do not report to a cloud. Now, let me back up just a hair. Part of the reason I got Facebook and Instagram was I had information out there I didn't want people identifying me with. Not that I've done anything wrong, but I felt the need to considerably lessen my social media footprint. And when Google and Apple and Facebook and they all went after and shut down Parler, that was enough. That was enough to know that if they can close out 12 million viewers, if they can, or 12 viewers, if they can completely shut down communications for the President of the United States, then picking on a guy like me is easy. So I drew my information back, and I'm keeping it to a minimum. All right. So when I talk about a closed loop, cloud-based is huge for everything. Everybody backs up cloud-based. I have never backed up cloud-based because I always had concerns about security issues, okay? So when I talk about closed loops, they have cameras that will record on a 72-hour loop, things like that. You can keep them at each door so that people can see, you can see who's there and who's not there. And if there's ever an issue, then you know what's going on. And those are a closed system, which means they never report to a cloud. Keep that in mind, all right? It means it's all your info. It's not getting tapped out for somebody else. scrubbing your social media info we talked about. I mean, if you want to stay on social media, that's great. I would suggest you erase where you live. I would suggest you erase where you work. I would suggest you erase who your relatives are, the ones that have connected to you. Okay? I mean, if you want to talk COVID and trace, you know, trace apps, that's just one more thing for them to track you on, okay? So keep that in mind. Take self-defense classes. You should have a hard time to find a self-defense class because there should be so full. All right? If you know self-defense, if you are a martial artist, I would encourage you to get within the realms of your church or your community and give classes. Get these guys up to date. I have been lucky. The Lord has blessed me in the fact that I have not been in a position that I have had to shoot anybody, harm anybody, or anything. I was in the National Guard for 24 years, and that's a different discussion. But here at home, the Lord has blessed me to not have to put up because I don't know self-defense. I can handle a gun, but being able to point and shoot a gun is not the same as pointing and shooting a gun at a person. Completely different. Learn self-defense or teach it. All right. Building a community with like-minded people who also have skills to contribute. Now, maybe this is your church community. Unfortunately, I know for a fact that some of you can't trust your church communities. Do you have a community of people that you can count on in times that you can't access something or can't get to something or things go sideways fast? Do you have that? Community. Communities win. Lone wolves don't really survive. Okay. Do you have skills like we talked about with martial arts? Do you have skills that you could teach to somebody else? YouTube is still up. DTube is still up. Rumble is still up. You could get on, and if you are an electrician, give some electrician classes and hand the link out to your friends. If you are a carpenter, give some carpenter classes, hand it out to your friends. And that way, when people want training from you, they just go to that video and get it, and they don't have to bug you every weekend to come teach them something. All right, get within. Do you have medic skills or medical skills? Get within your church, get within your community, and start giving emergency classes and things like that. Are you teaching your family to do what you do? Do you have kids at home? Are you teaching them how to build? Are you teaching them how to troubleshoot? Are you teaching them how to take care of a house, what to look for, how to fix a car, how to change spark plugs, how to change oil filters? A lot of cars still have spark plugs, sorry, and they still take oil. Teach them how to change those things. Teach them what they need to do, because teaching some mechanical aptitude will help them tremendously when trying to build bigger things later on, because they're already familiar. It's a process. Are you, and are you teaching your wife? Okay, so a lot of you guys are gun nuts, all right? I often make the joke here that it's my wife that's not allowed to go into the gun session by herself because she'll come out with something, all right? I'm the level-headed one there. I know you laugh. But are you including your wife in your training? Do you know things about handling a gun that you wish your wife would know? Well, my wife doesn't want to know that. Then you haven't given her you have not given her a reason to want to. Give her a reason. And I'm not talking about going in and scaring her. That's not what I'm saying at all. Well, hon, the world's going to fall apart tomorrow, and you need to know this, okay? That might be what you think, but you can't approach it from that way. Hon, this date night, let's do whatever you want to do. And then next date night, let's do whatever I want to do. Most wives are like, oh, yeah, that's great. Okay, so the date night you go with her, it's whatever she wants to do. The next date night, hon, I want to go to the gun place, and I would like to help run you through this gun. I want to see how you handle it. I just want to show you some general things. And she'll roll her eyes, but it's date night, and make sure you take her to a good dinner either before or after. Don't screw that up. So, but are you training as a couple? Okay, there are a lot of couples I know of who have trained guns as couples, trained martial arts as couples. If you know martial arts and your wife doesn't, I can't make her decide, but you need to approach it in a way that a woman would want to know, okay? Maybe what you need to tell her isn't you need to know this. Maybe what you need to tell her is, hun, I am very concerned about this. I am concerned for your safety. I'm concerned for the kids' safety. I really, with all of my being, I need you to let me teach you this, please. because I can't always be standing next to you. Appeal. Have you transitioned? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, for one, Amazon, they've got some cojones, and they decided to start flexing that stuff with this whole Parler thing, right? So, I mean, they deplatformed 12 million people in a free speech platform based on lies, all right? So have you transitioned? And I'm not saying completely abandon Amazon. Let's be honest. Amazon is, it's a fact of life now. A lot of people use it. But what I would encourage you to do is start transitioning to buying the things locally that you would have bought before. A lot of people have Amazon set up for grocery shopping now to just show up at their door. And I get that. Time, man. Time is precious. But don't put yourself in a position where you are dependent on something showing up and it doesn't. Because those local businesses are dependent on your dollars too. Keep that in mind. So just start transitioning to local businesses. Get away from online purchases if you can. All right. Granted, I know local is usually a little more expensive, but it is what it is. I also, if you're curious, I also have a link on my Patreon page. It's patreon.com. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. I couldn't remember how to spell it. And look for The Sedated Man. There's an article under the links, there will be an article under the links that shows the current gun bills introduced now. They want to do things like, they're trying to introduce things already where you have to have a license to own a firearm and you have to have a separate license to own the ammunition for it. That's one of many, okay? You need to know these things, not so you can be an extremist, not so you can do a call to arms, but so that you know what you need to do for you and your family and your community, what you can suggest to your community. So what are you going to do? There's two questions I want to ask you here. Are you the type that wants to just go out in a blaze of glory? Or are you the type that knows those left will need leadership? I've talked to a lot of Christians who think that this whole blaze of glory thing is a good idea. I would suggest to you that that may not be entirely in line with Scripture. Mainly because going out in a blaze of glory, although you lived your convictions and you died by this, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword, and you lived the way you said you were going to, what example does that leave to your family? Well, Dad died guns blazing. Okay. I don't know. How were you as a dad? You know, maybe the conversation before that was, yeah, my dad was an alcoholic and then died in a blaze of glory. Well, that blaze of glory did not help your story, you know. So the question, do you want to go out in a blaze of glory or do you want to fight to survive to help those not prepared but also not deserving of the treatment they're getting? Look, Christ came here when he didn't have to for the love of people he didn't have to love. Your families are watching you. Your wives are watching you. Your kids are watching you. And the system is 100% hell-bent on making sure that your kids become like them. Everything in society right now is designed to point your kids away from God. I told you, if you go back to my podcast on socialism and Christianity, there is no place for in the church for socialism. Socialism requires the absence of God to work right, which is why they're coming after us. Did you ever think in 12 months you would see the progress made for evil that has been? Am I going to be petty and say, and use the whole hashtag not my president bullcrap? No. But I'll use the hashtag not my lawful president. Your families are watching you. Blaze of glory? Because a blaze of glory takes out a lot of good leaders that the people who are left behind are going to need. Blaze of Glory thinks about you. Helping others navigate what's coming. Helping them learn how to fight. Helping them learn how to defend themselves. Helping them learn how to survive. And how to not let this whole process steal their joy. That is scriptural. That's what Christ came to do. We absolutely cannot let this ridiculous movement that's going on right now steal our joy. We have joy in Christ no matter what. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when encountering various trials. Here you are. Time of the green tree, guys. If you have questions, contact me. There are links all on my Patreon page for a lot of the things we're talking about. Find your local, find a local martial arts place. Doesn't even have to be martial arts, boxing. I don't care. Self-defense, personal self-defense. Why did I pick Krav Maga? Because it's usable on the street. That's what I wanted. But that's my preference. That's what I think I need. You are not too old to get this done. Do not roll over. Do not be that guy that says, well, I'm supposed to turn the other cheek, Mike, and you're wrong. Then you pull your Bible out and you tell me where I'm wrong, because this is not the time for fiddle farting around with your opinion. Live by that conviction or shut up. That makes soft men. The Lord did not design us to be soft. You go study the life of David sometime. Humble man, humble heart, made a couple of mistakes. Yes, granted, that's not what I'm talking about. Humble man, humble heart, fierce warrior, and still a man after God's own heart. Still a man whom God loved. Still a man who blessed or offered praise to God for his ability in war and defense. And still humble enough to know who was in charge. It's time to get over ourselves, gentlemen. Your families are watching. Okay, so where can you find us now? You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on pretty much any podcast platform. You can find us on Canund. And if you go to patreon.com, we have links from this show, links from all the other shows. We put all the scripture references we've used in there. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate. Mike@thesedatedman.com. I am available for whatever your needs may be. Go out, conquer. Baker out.
Thanks for listening to The Sedated Man, bringing Christian men back to power in their homes, congregations, and communities. We'll see you next time.